Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER. Click Grainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yo, yo, happy National Chicken Finger Day, homies. Get you a free chicken finger with your Raising Cane's box combo on 727, you heard?
Thanks, Snoop.
Make it a perfect combo with a copy of my latest album, Is It a Crime? Streaming now.
Get one free chicken finger in each box combo. Purchase July 27, 2025.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break, presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America, here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Hour three of the show, Nick Sainert, Steve Sipple alongside Bill Bush out of town on vacation on a fishing trip just north of the border. He's in Canada. It's Jake, not quite to the border. He's in South Dakota. He's back on Monday, though,
They're
so don't worry.
They're both north.
That's right.
We're here holding it down.
Yes. Hour three, sponsored by NEBCO, now hiring jobs with ready-mixed concrete. You can check them out, nebcoinc.com. For more information. Okay, so 402-464-5685, Honda of Lincoln Hotline, Starter Heyman text line. Love to hear your guys' thoughts on this topic. Sip, we mentioned Big Ten Media Days next week. We've talked a lot about SEC Media Days, a lot about Big 12 Media Days. Next week, it's Big Ten's turn to go from Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. Expectations. Let's just start with just a very general question for you. What do you expect to hear? What are you most looking forward to next week in Vegas?
Well, I keep it Nebraska-centric.
Yes.
Because I don't.
Let's keep it Nebraska-centric.
Yeah, I mean.
Let's.
We, as a media group, and really a fan base, benefit during this period from the most eloquent head coach Nebraska's ever had. Eloquent. We benefit greatly from it as a media corps. Because he's because Matt Rhule, third-year coach Matt Rhule, is enthusiastic about what he's doing. Mm-hmm. He's enthusiastic about football. He's enthusiastic about his current job. He's enthusiastic about life. And he gives you a lot of material.
Yes.
It is not hard to do this with Matt Rhule as the coach. It's an easy trip to Vegas, largely because you know that, okay, so he'll be at a main podium, as they call it. Not a big deal. That'll be pretty surface level stuff.
Yeah.
But then he'll be at a side podium where that's when it gets real.
That's usually when the quotes that we see made into graphics that are posted on social media, that's usually when we hear those.
Right. So he'll give us so much material during that 40-minute podium session that we won't know what to do with it all. That's what's going to happen.
Yep.
There'll be so much there that you can't possibly write it all in one day, so it'll go the next couple days. And that's... Now, I will tell you this. Frost was good, too. Frost, what I would not classify as eloquent.
Yeah.
But Frost delivered the goods on those in those occasions. Now everybody's going to go back.
Not at the main podium.
Yeah, everybody's going to go back. Simply doesn't even give an opening statement. No, he didn't. He didn't give an opening statement. But just for since we alluded to it, I always was forgiving of him in that situation because the situation was, remember, Nebraska had to be there early because of their practice schedule.
Oh, that's right.
So he did his side podium before his main podium.
That's true.
He had already addressed the media.
Yeah.
Not all of the media, not all the national media, but a lot of the media. He had already addressed them. So then I think he's thinking when he went to the main podium was, why do I got to give a big opening statement? I just talked for 40 minutes over there.
Yep.
I totally agreed with him, but then there's media that just were aghast that he didn't give an opening statement. Anyway, Frost also gave you a lot, as did Pelini, as did Riley. But I would tell you Rule takes it to another level.
Yeah, I think so. There's going to be some. I mean, here's the thing.
Okay, now getting to nuts and bolts.
They're going to ask about college football playoff expansion. What are your thoughts on that? They're going to ask about transfer portal, NIL spending, like rev sharing. We know that. I think what's always bizarre and it's caught me off guard is like with the side podium thing is you'll have Ryan Day talking over here and then 10 feet away the other side, it's Matt Rule. Mm-hmm. And then it's Dylan Raiola mm-hmm. is also speaking. And it's like you have to decide which one you want to hear because they don't blast those.
Well,
and I remember last year choosing between it was between like Jonathan Smith at the Michigan State head coach, mm-hmm. and it was like I was fascinated with Jonathan Smith because Michigan State's athletic department was going through so much turmoil, and it's I think is still unfortunately experiencing some of the downfalls of previous people in place there, but you had Jonathan Smith who built up Oregon State, leaves, brings his quarterback with him to East Lansing, and he was there talking. And then I just wonder, you kind of have to get lucky with what you hear because then there's some guys that aren't very forthcoming. Like Matt Rule, like you said, though, Sipple.
I'm listening to you.
I say hang up and hang out.
Schedule.
Okay, there you go.
I am looking at the schedule on my phone, Nick.
I was going to say, people are going to think you're serious with that tone.
I was not.
Anyway, we're going to get some side comments from Matt Rule that are going to be like, well, wait a minute. Let's dive a little bit deeper into that.
100. So now, as far as having to choose between Nebraska coach, Rule, and players, you don't have to because he is talking to the media, and I don't know what time zone this is, but 1:15. P.M.
It'll be Pacific time.
Okay. And then the student athletes, Nebraska, that's Litovsky and Dylan Raiola and
Deshaun Singleton
and Marquise Buford. They are at 3. So you do Rule, then you do those guys. And boom, it's a fire hose and you gotta write a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
So as far as Rule goes, if you just want to drill down on what pertinent information. Like the one thing I would say I want to know is Carter Nelson 100% going into camp.
Yeah.
Is Teddy Prochazka 100% ready? Corcoran. Are those guys 100%? Gunner, Gatula. Are they 100%? Are they full go?
I'm curious about.
Do you wonder about those?
Oh, absolutely. I think the Carter Nelson one is important. I'm still fascinated to see how the tight end room plays out in terms of like split time mm-hmm. between obviously you have Mark Way involved now, Heinrich, and then Carter Nelson if he's healthy.
And Lindenmeyer. Lindenmeyer's probably classifies as a starter.
I was going to say, I forgot the starter. I forgot to mention the starter.
Luke Lindenmeyer.
Yeah. I'm genuinely curious on how that room is shaking out.
Yeah, I am too.
Because as much as like at the end of the day, it's just a fascinating conversation to have about a quarterback making a transition to a tight end spot.
It's complicated by the fact
that we love Heinrich.
It's complicated by the fact that you have inline tight ends, and then you have tight ends that won't probably block too much. That you won't ask. Well, okay. So what I'm getting at is, will they ask Heinrich Harburg to block an edge or to block up?
Yeah.
you know, a big edge defensive lineman or an outside linebacker or whatever the case may be. Is Heinrich going to put his hand in the dirt is what I'm asking you.
Yeah.
You know Luke Lindenmeyer's going to.
Well, and to be
and
fair.
You know Markway's going to.
To be fair, and this is more than just Big Ten media days, that's been a bugaboo, an issue of Nebraska the last multiple coaching staffs is personnel decisions and in what moments of games. Mm-hmm. The first one that comes to my mind is last year when Nebraska and Luke Lindenmeyer was on, they went for it on 4th-and-1. They chose to pass. They threw
what
it to the end zone.
This?
Was that Illinois?
Yes.
So they chose to pass, which we can go back and forth about the decision on that, whatever.
Great call.
I agree. It was there. Was Luke Lindenmeyer the best choice for that?
I don't know.
And who knows, right? But in years past, and that was the first one that I can think about. So don't take that one with
that's fine.
You know, all the weight and power.
It was Illinois.
But there's been multiple instances the last 5 years, multiple coaching staffs, to where personnel discussions have been at the forefront just because.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look amazing. What have you been doing?
You've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, if you qualify, Zelda providers can prescribe semaglutide, the same active ingredient, at up to 90% less without insurance. Done all online.
No wait at the doctor's office or pharmacy?
No wait. Zelda can ship the same active ingredients as other expensive GLP-1s to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less. That's #250 keyword care.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Things haven't worked out, and at some point when things don't work out, you ask, okay, are they putting the best people possible in the spot to be successful?
Fair to ask. I mean, it's very fair to ask because coaches make mistakes in all sports at all levels. They don't play the right guy. You know, they don't. Sometimes it happens.
Yeah.
And you do. When there's sustained losing, you wonder about all that stuff a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't help but wonder. But those are the sort of things on my mind. I mean, right, with Dylan, it's always important to listen to the quarterback and see what's on his mind. I mean, the question you would ask him or the questions you were asking earlier in the show, where do you feel you need to improve? What numbers would you like to see improve? I'd like to ask him the nature of his workout regimen this summer and who was he working with?
Yeah.
Who was his strength coach? Who was his quarterback's coach? Because he worked with people. And I think, you know, it hasn't really been written about, but this is an opportunity to ask him about those sorts of things. He has an extreme workout regimen. He's preparing as if he's going to play in the NFL. It's not just I'm playing golf in July and August or June and July. It's not that. I'd like to get an idea of that. I'd like to ask Henry Lutowski, you playing guard or tackle? It sounds like guard now. I mean, it looks like there was a time, though, in the spring where it looked like Henry Lutowski might be the right tackle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's the case now, but I don't know.
What's the expected offensive line setup for Nebraska right now on July 18th? It's obviously Pritchett at left. Tackle. Pritchett at left tackle. Justin Evans is at center.
Well, those two.
I skipped over left at guard, but
here's what I think. I always stumble because I don't know who's playing right guard, left guard. I know the guys that are going to be playing.
Latovsky's played more right guard in his time.
Steele has. Let's do that because I bet you Phil Steele talked to Matt Rhule for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's always, I think it's always informative to lean on him. What he has is Pritchett left tackle. He has Tyler Knack at right tackle. And that makes sense to me. Knack is, when you talk about that group of guys that could play right tackle, Teddy, I'd put Teddy in there and Corcoran in there and Gunner in there. You got to put Knack right on the same line with him. And lo and behold, Phil Steele, and I guarantee you he talked to Matt Rhule. I can't guarantee it, but my I would wager he talked to Matt Rhule extensively. He has Tyler Knack at right tackle. Left guard is Henry Lutovsky. Right guard is Rocco. And then center is Evans. So I would use that as a baseline. Yeah. I'm glad that Phil wrote Tyler Knack. They really like him in the program.
Utah transfer from a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Has had a couple of years in the shadows.
He's been in the system.
Yeah.
He's been in the system. So I don't know. That right tackle discussion is something to ask Rhule about.
Yeah.
Like how do you see that shaking? Well, I don't know if he, first of all, I would ask him this. Who are the principals? Who are the principals in the right tackle? Do we have them right? Is it really Knack, Corcoran, Teddy, maybe Gunner? Jeez, I guess four guys.
Yeah.
I don't even know how you find reps for all of them.
Well, that part, and then there's multiple guys behind those five that we mentioned. The Sam Sledges of the world.
Sam Sledge behind Evans.
Yes. Grant Bricks is in that room still.
He's in a tackle situation.
So, yeah, but there you go. We just mentioned multiple tackles.
I know.
And he wasn't one that we mentioned.
No, Bricks isn't. Bricks.
Not there yet, obviously.
No, it would take three or four injuries, I think, before he would be in the picture at all. But that right tackle, I'm saying fairly confidently, those are the guys. And I would say Knack in order. Knack, Prochazka, Corcoran. I don't know what they're doing with Gunner. Gunner could be the backup left tackle.
Sure.
I don't know what they'll do with Gunner. I mean, if Gunner started 9 games last year, can't forget about him. I mean, he played well enough, too.
Yeah.
Those are great questions. What else would you want to know from Rhule? Those are... you got to get some injury information. There's probably some stuff that you're wondering about.
Yeah, I think just basic team info of like who's been held out, who's recovering. I'm interested to hear about just the meshing of the defensive coaches.
Okay.
The meshing of defensive coaches. Not that John Butler's new. He's in a new role.
Yeah.
And he was a part of it in the bowl game. Like I get that part, but through and through, it's at the end of the day, you hired there's a new defensive line coach. You hired a new edge rushing coach. There's a new defensive backs coach. You're talking three of the four positional coaches on the defensive side. In this case, when you have a specific like edge rusher coach in Simpson, three of the four are new faces.
You got to mesh. They got to mesh.
Rob Dvorak's the only one that was doing the same thing last year.
Right. It's got to all mesh quickly.
Yeah.
That's on the head coach. I mean, that's the head coach's purview. There's a lot. There's a lot in the discussion. There is. And then you have, you naturally have a new offensive coordinator and a new special teams coordinator. I'm interested. What I'm really interested in is, and I could ask Rhule something along these lines. Of you expect special teams to improve, but how much?
Yeah, what does that look like?
I think it could look stunningly better, is what I think.
Okay.
Startling. Like,
yeah.
Going from one of the worst to one of the top 20.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think it could. I think that the change in the, just the, you're going to change this long snapper. You're going to change the place kicker, and you're going to change the punter. Not for sure the place kicker because John Hull and Kyle Cunanan will battle. Mm-hmm. I don't see Alvano in that. I see Cunanan and Hull going at it. You know Archie Wilson's going to be the punter. You know they have a new long snapper. I would think those things right away will be better.
I think that kicking competition is fascinating. I just the fact that, and I agree with you, I think I'm sure we've heard and talked to the same people, just the fact that Alvano, he's mentioned it on, he was on the radio the other day, and he was talking about how he's like, I feel great, I just got to figure out a way to consistently strike the ball. And that's what it feels like has been the issue.
That is through, a huge
through,
issue.
Through conversation, I mean, through conversations and just through the, from the eye.
Here's why it's a huge issue. It doesn't, I mean, Bill would laugh at me. You always, in any setting, need to strike the ball consistently. But at Memorial Stadium, with the way the winds, with the way the winds swirl, you absolutely have to have a consistent kicker, a consistent ball striker that strikes the ball similarly every time. It can't be wild mood swings, and because the wind's such a factor. Kyle Kunin and Hull are the favorites there. I think that'll be a real battle.
I mean, and then there's the other piece of they bring in a kicker, and if he ends up not winning the job, that's an interesting side too.
It is. He'd be the Kyle Kunin would be the backup punter. Yep. He's the backup punter. Now, then the return game, I think Ja'Cory Barney will be the punt returner, and I think that could come on. I mean, Barney's wildly talented, but the key is he's tougher than hell.
Yeah.
I mean, he'll be excellent back there, and I know they expect big things from him. And then Andrew Marshall, I think, could do it at a high level too.
Yeah, that's a name we have not talked about on the, defensive side. I'm saying a defensive back.
I think he could be a starting corner.
Yeah.
I think that guy could be a starting corner.
Yeah. We're gonna maybe pick up on this in a little bit, on some other pieces of it. But when we come back, we do have Taste Test Friday with Smoking Gun Jerky of Nebraska. It is a Friday. However, it is golf season, and if you're looking for a great place to hang out after your round of golf this weekend, make sure you head to Liquid Assets Sports Bar and Grill at 27th and Jamie Lane. 30 TVs, 23 beers on tap, and they have great food. I can attest for that. The Liquid Gold hamburger is incredible.
Liquid Gold.
Liquid Gold. I think it's Liquid Gold Smash Burger. It is incredible at Liquid Assets. Great food. Make it part of your new weekend routine today out there. 27th and Jamie Lane. All right, when we come back, it is time for Taste Test Friday with Smoking Gun Jerky of Nebraska. Sip and I tell you all about it when we come back. Early break on the ticket.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait. You mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.